Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. And we are talking with Jim Rathman, former Secret Service investigative consultant. Jim, I want to talk about the Parkland resource officer, Scott Peterson, specifically, and he now being tried for his inactions. It's a complex case. Obviously, many, many things that are going on there, but can you provide some insight into the complexities of prosecuting a subject for a crime that was committed abroad under Dutch law, especially in the case of Jordan Vandersloot's alleged extortion?
Yeah, you know, the extortion thing's really interesting. I think that really shows to his character. But this is going to be a difficult case to prosecute because you have those international boundaries, where the crime was committed and so on. So it'd be real interesting to see how they attack this and approach it. It's not something that I've experienced in my career. I haven't had something, usually that we have some sort of crime that happened on U.S. soil that we're able to go after, but not something that's international or trying to bridge that gap. So it'd be real interesting to see how they go about this.
What makes this different when trying to prosecute someone like Vandersloot, who this all did happen on foreign soil, and they've made an agreement with the United States that once the trial is concluded, they will send him back to the jail that he's been in to continue out the sentence for the other murder that he was convicted on several years back. Is this going to be a normal type trial? Does he get legal representation from in the United States and a regular attorney, or is this something that gets tried in a different type of courtroom or a different type of setting?
Well, the only different type of setting I would see if it's something military related, but I don't see that here. So he should get rights to his attorney and go through the process just like anyone else that was being prosecuted in the United States. If that's what I believe will happen here, I don't see it going any other way.
In terms of his defense, is this something where he's likely to get a public defender to represent him without being a United States citizen? Or is the public defender there in place no matter what because it was a crime against the American citizen?
I think he'll get tried just like any other person in the United States would. He'll get, you know, a public defender that knows the rules and regulations through our court system and provide a competent defense for him. I don't see that changing regardless of what citizenship he is.
Just an interesting way of predicting things. I'm curious to get your insight because he has admitted to murder once, took those statements back. Obviously, there's the accusations of the extortion. It's a pretty damning case. Would you be surprised if he just pled guilty because he's already behind bars just to avoid another trial?
I would be surprised. I think he's going to try to protect his innocence here and not look any worse. So I don't suspect he's going to plead guilty by any means. I think he's going to see what the prosecutor has and let them run with it. I don't see him backing down from that. I wish he would just admit to what he did, but, you know, typically that never happens.
Why did it take so long for him to be extradited back to the United States?
That's a great question. I thought this was something he should have been extradited back for many, many years ago. This case, I believe, happened in the summer of 2005.
Yeah.
So that's 18 years ago. I don't know why it's taking this long, if there was something new that came out that finally got it to go through. Not 100% certain, but I thought they had enough a long, long time ago to pull him to the United States for this.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman, thank you so much for providing your insight into that case. If you like the show and you want to weigh in with your opinion, we got a phone number for that. It's 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share with us your thoughts. We'd love to hear them. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.